The biggest thing for Student Volunteering Week is that it's a national week of awareness. A lot of people who live in the local communities around the universities don't realise that students actually do want to engage with the local community and have really good interaction with people who live locally. So the National Student Volunteering Week is happening all over the country. Nearly every university is getting involved. It's the 13th year it's run nationally as well. And us at the University of Brighton are doing lots of exciting things throughout the week as well.
So this is different to those rag weeks where students dress up in silly outfits and push beds around the street.
Yes, there's no bed pushing going on. We have a good deed day as well as part of the Student Volunteering Week, and we did have discussions at Active Student about whether we should go out onto the street and start randomly hugging people and giving away free hugs.
Oh no, because that's what muggers are doing at the moment. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, that's part of why we decided not to, actually. So we decided to do something nice for the hardworking students instead.
Okay, we've got one of those hardworking students here. Mara, what are you studying?
I'm studying business management and finance.
Does volunteering actually help you with furthering your studies and your career?
It helped a lot. Now I'm about to start with the finance department with the Federation of Disability. And I'm currently working with the Sussex Community NHS Trust, basically doing admin work and helping them with the database.
So, Susan, is Myra's story one that's repeated across students in that there's a crossover between that work in the community and the studies that they're doing and their future career prospects?
It's actually really hard to generalise about our students because they all want quite different things. Employability and developing their employability skills and adding to their CV. So doing things that are related to their course is a big part of lots of what the students want to be doing. But then we also have lots of students that want to do something completely different, especially if they're on a very intensive course load course as well. So we have engineers going to the Brighton Marathon to cheer on charity runners. We have people going up to the Morecambe Forest Garden and Wildlife Project as well, which is a pet favourite of mine, just to go and dig for the day and help out. So it's a real wide range of what students kind of want out of volunteering and what they get out of it as well.
Students often get a bad press in Brighton and Hove, don't they? Yeah, you're smiling and nodding. Is this some way of redressing the balance?
Very much so. I mean, it's part of community engagement is now part of the strategic plan for the University of Brighton. Many years ago, the university realised that you have the whole issue of studentification, which I think is a pretty horrible phrase, yeah. Especially around some of our campus sites, which are in areas of traditionally quite high deprivation. So we saw years ago that kind of real separation, that gap between students coming in and the local community. So volunteering, also placements and business placements as well. It's all part of community engagement and getting people together.
Give us a flavour of some of the events that are going to be happening in Brighton and Hove next week for Student Volunteering Week.
What we're doing next week for students, we are holding a series of taster sessions. And what taster sessions are is if you're a student and you've never volunteered before and maybe you're a bit nervous about volunteering, it gives you a really good idea of what volunteering's like. So we're all over the shop next week. We really are. We're near every campus. We have Morecambe Forest Garden and Wildlife Project. On Tuesday, we have Hastings Brownies helping the Brownies celebrate their 100th birthday on Monday. And we are in Eastbourne with St Wilfrid's charity retail side. And we're also in a school, St John's Meads in Eastbourne as well. And then also on Wednesday, we're going up to New Larchwood Centre, which is an older people's sheltered accommodation, having activity afternoon with them on Wednesday afternoon.
So you're University of Brighton.
Yes.
And you have tentacles, or maybe I should say branches everywhere. You mentioned Hastings and Eastbourne. Is it open to any other students from any other colleges who might want to get involved? Or is it just University of Brighton students?
It is for our events, it is just University of Brighton students. But as I said, national, you know, Student Volunteering Week's a national week. So for the University of Sussex, have a look on their website if you're a University of Sussex student, because I'm sure they'll have something for Student Volunteering Week next week. There's also the possibility, I think some sixth form colleges and FE colleges around the country are getting involved as well. So have a chat with your student support tutor and see what's happening.
Now, I know a lot of people listen to this programme who are involved in community organisations. So if they're thinking, oh, I could do with a bit of helping hand, is there something they can do to ask for a bit of help?
Absolutely. If they go onto our website, is the easiest way, www.brighton.ac.uk/volunteering. There's a section on there that says, do you need volunteers? And it's got all the details of how to apply to us so we can promote your role to our volunteers.
Myra, for people who are thinking about volunteering generally, because you've had quite a lot of experience of a wide range of volunteering, so not necessarily a student, but someone who's not volunteered, and they think, oh, I really want to do something a bit different, what would you say to them?
Well, I volunteered in many different positions. Most of them involved admin work with databases, but working with the British Heart Foundation, it's a very interesting volunteering position because you get the whole aspect of the shop. You work on the back with the stocks. You sort out stock, and as well as work on the shop floor doing windows and selling and helping customers. It's really interesting.
So you get a real range of experience. It broadens your horizons, really, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Terrific. Well, Susan Bentley from Active Student Volunteering Service, University of Brighton. Myra Meyer-Fiorini, thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good luck next week with Student Volunteering Week.
Thank you.
Thank you.